The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Ian, if this is your first time joining us, we welcome you to the broadcast. Again, I'm Ricky Scapero, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines, and we welcome you. If you're new to the broadcast, let us know in the comment section below right there that you are new or this is your first time joining us. At this time, I want to officially welcome all of our podcasts and our YouTube listeners and viewers. Today, and I am not embellishing what I'm about to say by any means, I believe what I'm going to talk about today, what I'm going to show you today is probably, in my own personal devotional time, one of the most profound parallels and I believe prophetic messages that we have delivered here at End Time Headlines in probably a long time, probably one of the greatest ones we've done this whole year, to say the least. So I'm gonna pull up the title here for you, and then we'll get right into this thing. We've got scriptures that we want to show you today and pull this right out. So as this is coming on, I see people are hopping on here on Facebook Live. Again, thank you for joining us today. I want to talk about the Babel blueprint to the coming great reset. Again, if you're listening today by podcast, watching by YouTube, watching by Facebook, if you're watching the visual of this, you see this come up on your screen. I want to be dealing with the Babel blueprint to the great coming reset. So, of course, as many of you know, when you hear the word Babel, it's going to take you to the book of Genesis. So let's go there now. Genesis 11, I'm going to show you. Solomon said in the book of Ecclesiastes, and I didn't pull this scripture up, but I'm just going to quote it to you or paraphrase this. Solomon said, if you want to know what's coming in the future, study the past. Look at things in the past. That which was past tense is that which shall be future tense. Is there anything new that can be said that it's new that has not happened or occurred under the sun? I'm going to show an example of that. Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. It's right there up on the screen. If you want to follow along with me, you can watch this by screen or you can pull out your Bible. Now, the whole earth had one language and one speech. So here in Genesis 11, it is an absolute picture of the first established new world order right here in Genesis 11. Again, one language, one speech, and they had one intent. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east, this is the people of the earth, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there, and they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They had brick for stone, and they had asphalt for mortar, and they said, quote, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves. Notice that they excluded God from the equation. So here you see secularism. Sorry, that was a little tongue twister there. We see globalism. We see humanism. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. So I want to stop right there, and I'm going to read you something here. So we'll pull the rest of this up in just a second, but I'm going to give you a little bit of a backdrop here. The word Babel, or where we get the word Babel, actually means gate of the God. Again, the gate of the God. And it actually means in Hebrew, Babel is confusion, chaos, disorder, and disruption. This is very important because in this message, I'm going to use interchangeable phrases and terms instead of using other terms because I want to be wise as a serpent, but be gentle as a dove. And I'm sure our audience understands that. Again, the word Babel Babel means gate of the God, or in Hebrew, it means confusion, chaos, disorder, and disruption. It is, again, this is a picture of the first recorded, documented new world order or government, one world government system. Again, one religion. And by the way, scholars have noted and researchers, historians have concluded that this was likely the plains of Shinar was ancient Iraq. And it is probably the birthplace of all major false religions. Interesting enough. Now watch this. I want to show you something here. Shinar, again, is thought to be the birthing center of all major false religions and where men settled after the flood. And I'm going to talk about the convenience of the flood of Noah in just a second. According to accounts written from Josephus, men in this time were afraid. There was fear to come off the mountains in the event that there would be another flood or another global disaster. So watch this. Here's what I want to show you. And again, let me make a phrase that Jesus said. Let him who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is speaking. And I said that, and now I want to say this. The timing of the construction, the erection of this Tower of Babel, this new world order governmental system that was spearheaded by a man by the name of Nimrod. Watch this. This all came about after a global disaster that turned the world upside down. Let me say that again. The establishment of a new world order followed a global disaster. Now, why was it convenient? Why was the timing after a global disaster? The answer is fear. There was a great deluge, a great catastrophic global flood that covered the face of the earth. And when the floodwaters resided, news spread abroad from those that survived. This was an historical written account. In fact, I don't know how deep you want to go with this, because there is Jewish writings that say that the lineage of Adam actually recorded that there would be two great judgments that would come to the earth. The first would be a great flood, and the other would be the purging of fire. And this prophecy of the two judgments was written on stone tablets. They were speaking orally, and they were written on stone tablets. The reason why they were put on stone tablets is that in the event that when the flood came and it went, that these stones would still remain as a testament that the first judgment has come, but the second judgment is still coming. And ironically, Peter says that the earth will be renovated by fire. So we've seen one judgment come. There's coming another judgment. But that's not what I want to talk about and what I want to focus on today. Here's what I want to show you. There was a global disaster that impacted the whole world. It affected the whole world. And watch this. As a result, it created the perfect opportunity for a construction and an establishment of a new world order. So here you go. You have a great flood, and then Nimrod comes. And I want to show you some writings. There was a man in the He was an early historian. He was a Jewish man by the name of Josephus, the historian. And he actually wrote, he was an eyewitness to the accounts of the destruction of the temple in 70 AD. And in his writings, he gives you details. And it's interesting. This is what he wrote. This is found in the Antiquities of the Jews. I want to read this to you. This is what he said, and this is what he wrote and documented about the Tower of Babel. Listen to this. Quote, "These first of all descended from the mountains." He's talking about the people. "They descended from the mountains into the plains and fixed their habitation there and persuaded others who were greatly afraid of the lower grounds on account of the flood, and so were very loath to come down from higher places to venture to follow their examples." Now, I'm going to read another quote. Again, this is found in the Antiquities of the Jews. Listen to this. Quote, according to Josephus, he says, "Nimrod," oh, this is so good, guys. "Nimrod gradually changed the government into tyranny." So you have this guy by the name of Nimrod who spearheaded this whole event. And is according to Josephus, he said that Nimrod changed the government into tyranny, seeing no other way of turning men from the fear of God. So in other words, he was turning people from God, but listen to this, but to bring them into a constant dependence upon his power. Wow. In other words, watch this, he managed to sway the people's reliance on their God and put it into government. Quote, he also said he would be revenged on God. Quote, if he should have a mind to drown the world again. In other words, Nimrod began to sway the people lest the Lord flood the earth again like he did the first time. Watch this. Quote, for that he would build a tower too high for the waters to be able to reach, and that he would avenge himself on God for destroying their forefathers. Or in other words, hello, listen to me very carefully and clean out your ears. Let me rephrase something for you in case you're not getting this. There was an event that went global. It impacted the whole world. It turned the world upside down. It impacted economies. It impacted trade. It impacted government. It impacted livelihood. It impacted families. And as a result of it, an individual rose up, created a tyrannical government system, and decided it's now opportune time to hit the reset button and establish a new world order. And the thing that gave him the opportunity to do so is he played on the fears of people. The people, listen, the people were not going to come off the mountain because they were afraid, because they knew what had happened. Hello. There's people that are still living in fear and will not, they refuse to return to normal. Why? Fear. So Nimrod was able to persuade them to join his cause. In other words, you can't put your trust in God because God allowed this flood. So put your trust in me. Put your trust in our new system. It's going to be one. We will be one. Let me pull up this scripture again. I want to show you this. Guys, I see some of you on Facebook Live. You're getting this. This is all clicking to you. The light's going off. Now listen to this. Come, Let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top in the heavens, and it's all in defiance of God. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. But listen to verse 5. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. Oh, I want to tell you today that, listen, I know some of you all are living in anxiety. You're living in fear. You're living in perplexity. And you're like, what are we going to do, Brother Ricky? What's next? What's the next on the agenda? What's going to happen if this happens? Listen, I'm trying to tell you today that God is looking down from heaven. There is not one plan. There's not one plot. There's not one secret room behind a shut door. There's nothing that's being signed. There's nothing that's being mandated. There's nothing that's being governmentally established that God Almighty has not seen it. There's nothing that he's not heard it. And he is seeing and watching and hearing all that's happening. It says the Lord came down to see this city and this tower in which they had built. And the Lord said, oh, come on, somebody. I want to tell you, listen, God will set back. And some of y'all said, how long is this going to go on? How long is he going to let this happen? How long are we going to see this happen? And our rights being stripped away and our freedoms being stripped away. And what about the Constitution? What about the Bill of Rights? What about the Declaration of Independence? What about all these things? When is God going to intervene? I'm telling you, by history itself, by parallel. It says here in Genesis 11 that God allowed this thing to go on and it went so far. And then one day he said, and the Lord said, indeed, the people are one and they all have one language. And this is what they begin to do. Now nothing that they purpose to do shall be withheld from them. And he says, come, let us go down and confuse their language that they may not understand one another's speech. Or in other words, God said, I'm going to let you go so far and I'm going to make you actually think. Come on. I'm going to make you actually think that you're getting somewhere, that you're getting attraction, and that you're going to defy me and leave me out of the equation. But at the set time and the fullness of time, I myself is going to come down from heaven and put an end to it. Now, you say, well, that was in the past, Brother Ricky. That was in Genesis chapter 11. Can I show you by scripture that it's going to happen in the future? Watch this. Let me pull up Daniel chapter 2. I want to read this. This is Daniel chapter 2. I'm going to read some of this, but I'm going to pull up Daniel chapter 2, and I'm going to start at verse 31 through 45, but I'm actually going to read up here in verse 31. So what I'm going to, because I could not pull all this up on the screen, listen to me very carefully. Daniel is interpreting the dream of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar is greatly troubled by a dream in which he sees this statue. He sees this figure and it's got all these different types of elements in this figure. Well, we know prophetically speaking, Nebuchadnezzar saw the cessation of empires from his empire all the way down to the 2 feet and 10 toes, which would be the final empire of the world. Now watch this. I'm going to read this. Verse 31. You, O king, were watching, behold, a great image. And this great image whose splendor was excellent stood before you, and its form was awesome. And the image head was of fine gold, and its chest and arms of silver, and its belly and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet were partly of iron and partly of clay. You watched, listen to this, this is very carefully. You watched while a stone was cut out without hands, which struck the image on its feet of iron and clay and broke them in pieces. And then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were crushed together and became like chaff from summer threshing floors. The wind carried them away so that no trace of them was found. And the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This is the dream, and now we will tell the interpretation of it before the king. Verse 37, you, O king, are a king of kings, and for the God of heaven has given you a kingdom, power, strength, and glory. And wherever the children of men dwell, or the beasts of the field and the birds of the heaven, he has given them into your hand and has made them you ruler over them all. And you are this head of gold. So we know the head of gold is the Babylonian Empire led by Nebuchadnezzar. But listen to this. But after you shall arise another kingdom inferior to yours, then another, a third kingdom of bronze, which shall rule over the earth, and a fourth kingdom shall be as strong as iron, inasmuch as iron breaks in pieces and shatters everything. And like iron that crushes, that kingdom will break in pieces and crush all others. Verse 41, whereas you saw the feet and toes partly of potter's clay and partly of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, yet the strength of the iron shall be in it, just as you saw the iron mixed with clay. And as the toes of the feet were part iron and partly of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly fragile. Verse 43, as you saw iron mixed with clay, they will mingle with the seed of men, but they will not adhere to one another, just as iron does not mix with clay. And finally, we get to verse 44. And in the days of, let me say this real quick before we get here. This is my opinion. Others agree with this. You're going to get you're going to get a vast majority that will probably agree with this interpretation of these empires, but you will see others that will have a difference of opinion. So let me just give mine, and then we'll just go with this. Again, the head of gold, I believe, was the Babylonian Empire. Based on history, I believe the chest and arms of silver was the Medes and Persians that came afterwards. And then the belly of thighs and bronze was led up by Alexander the Great, the Grecian Empire. The legs of iron were the Roman Empire that was established. And they eventually, the Roman Empire split east and west, making the two legs of iron. And then, and by the way, where we are prophetically speaking is the feet of clay and iron. And again, many have speculated with the mixture of iron and clay. Some have believed that the mixture of iron and clay could be that clay represents democracy of the West, and then the iron represents the communism of the East. So you have, again, and you have Christianity, you have Islam. So again, there's going to be this mixture, but Daniel says that they will not adhere to one another. And you've heard me say this before. Consequently, I believe when our troops, American troops, went into Iraq back in the 90s and they pulled down the statue. Or I'm sorry, it was not in the 90s, it was in the 2000s. When they pulled down the statue of Saddam Hussein, it's been a long time. They pulled the statue down. The only thing that remained on the block was the 2 feet and the 10 toes. And when I saw that, my spirit, every bell and whistle in my spirit went off. And I felt like the Lord said, you are prophetically seeing where we are on the timetable of the kingdoms of the world. And we are now down to the 2 feet and the 10 toes. And I got news for you. This is where we're heading, because when you study Bible prophecy, you'll see when we get over into the book of Revelations, we end up seeing that there will be coalitions formed. In fact, you had 10 nations, which I believe are the 10 toes that Daniel saw. They will be established in the earth, and the Antichrist rises up among them. And the Bible says he plucks up 3 of the 10. Then you see the kings, plural tense, the kings of the east are established, and they march over the Euphrates River that will dry up in the end time, probably because of a major drought or famine, and they will invade the Temple Mount, because that's where the Antichrist has set up his headquarters, and they're trying to put a stop to him. So this, what I'm trying to tell you guys, Listen to this, but I don't want to get hung up on this. Here's what I want to show you. Let me pull back up this scripture. This is the exciting part. Let me pull it back up. Let's go back. Genesis 11. God allowed the establishment of this defiant governmental new world order that removed God from the equation. God permitted it and allowed it for a season and for a time, and then he himself stepped in the middle of it and destroyed it all. Watch this. Here you see, prophetically speaking, there's going to be a cessation of empires come and go in world history. We're going to get down to the establishment of these 10 nations, and the Antichrist will control. The Bible says in Revelation that 10 kings give their power over to the beast in 1 hour. So the Antichrist is going to head up these 10 kings, these 10 toes, and he's going to rule from his headquarters in Jerusalem for 42 months, but watch what happens. Oh, come on, somebody. And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. What is it? The kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Verse 45 of Daniel 2, inasmuch as you saw that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it broke in pieces. I said it broke in pieces. The iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, the gold. The great God has made known to the king what will come to pass after this. This dream is certain, and its interpretation is sure. I'm going to tell you something, friends. Listen, it's not time. Listen, we can get full of anxiety. We can get full of worry. We can get full of distress. We can see the perplexity of nations that Jesus talked about in Luke 21. But I'm going to tell you, when I read this and when I see this, I get stoked. I get excited. I get fired up. Why? Because come on, that tells me when we see this thing, when we see these things coming up, no wonder he said in Luke 21, 128. When you begin to see these things coming to pass, look up, lift up your heads. Why? Because his kingdom is coming from above. His kingdom's coming out of heaven. Jude said in the book of Jude, he said, behold, the Lord cometh. Actually, he quotes Enoch. Enoch's the one that actually said that, but he quotes Enoch and he says, behold, the Lord cometh out of heaven with 10,000s of his saints to set up his kingdom. I'm trying to tell you, friends, this has got to happen. All this stuff, what we're seeing, what we're unfolding, read between the lines, everything that we're seeing happening, yes, it's frustrating. Yes, it gets your blood boiling. Yes, it gets your blood pressure up. But friends, if you are born again, and you are a saint of the Most High God, I'm trying to show you that we are seeing Bible prophecy unfolding at an unprecedented level, breakneck speed, at biblical proportions. And again, this is no time to live in fear, but to live in excitement. You say, well, Brother Ricky, what are we to do in these times? Number one, share messages like this. Get your friends, get your neighbors, get your family, get your employers, your employees, your people in your proximity. Show them what's going on. Take headlines. Show them how it's unfolding in Bible prophecy and how everything is coming down the pike. Listen, let me throw this one last thing out there, and then we're gonna wrap up this segment. Don't be surprised. I'm not prophesying this, so don't get off here and say, well, I heard Brother Ricky say that the Lord told him this. No, I'm not prophesying this, but let me say this. I can see in the near future where just like right here, I can pull up my license when I pull up my license right here, on the back of this license, obviously I'm not going to flash this up on the screen, but on the back of my license, just like yours, there is a barcode. Now, there is a lot of problems going on right now where individuals are producing counterfeit passports. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I don't need to name drop. Counterfeit passports are being presented. So the powers that be are trying to figure out a way to overcome this, to defeat this, to put an end to this. I will not be surprised if, watch for the next coming weeks, next coming months, that if passports are issued to everyone, and it's going to look just like your license, because on the back of it, there's going to be a barcode that's going to be able to, when that is scanned, it's going to bring up a database, and it's going to reveal whether or not you are green or red. That's watch and see. We'll see. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm telling you, something's got to be done, because just like at one time, listen to me, guys, at one time, people could forge driver's license all over the place. People got into clubs with fake IDs. People were buying alcohol with fake IDs. How did they resolve it? How did they fix it? I just told you. Barcodes, unique identification, RFID chips, etc. Now, listen, I told you we did a segment how could where we're going be the mark of the beast. I personally do not believe that the stick is the mark of the beast, but it is a prelude conditioning society to receive the mark of the beast. But I will go on record again and say to you, if I am wrong and this thing progresses to the point where we actually see this, and in order, and again, I'm getting into my other message, I don't really want to get into that, but in order for that to fulfill Revelation 13, this is eventually down the road, we're going to have to see the rise of the false prophet and the Antichrist, because the false prophet is the one who issues this thing. But again, I will go on record and say, if this thing progresses out that far, and if we're that close, I will humbly admit that I was wrong. But here's the bottom line. I'm going to say what I've always said. I would rather be prepared for nothing than be unprepared for something. Let me say that again. I would rather be any day of the week be unprepared, be prepared for nothing than be unprepared for something. You do what you got to do that's best for your family. And I will do what's best for my family. And hopefully one day we'll meet in heaven and this will all be behind us. Hallelujah. So until then, guys, we're in perilous times. But listen, let's pray. And then I'm going to give you some, I'm going to show you how that you guys can keep up with our ministry and follow us and keep stay tuned to where we're going and what we're doing. So let's pray real quick. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, first of all, I thank you for this word that you've given me today. I thank you that, Lord, that if anything, Lord, this shows us and reveals to us that there is no new thing under the sun. This has all been orchestrated by the enemy, but it's been permitted by you. Lord, you've allowed this to happen because we know that all things has to be fulfilled in its time. We know that eventually there's going to be a generation that's alive and well on the earth that's going to be here to see events take place. And there's going to be a generation, I believe, that will be caught up in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, and they will hear the shout and the voice of an archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and those who will be alive at that time shall be caught up and be together with them in the clouds. But until then, God, we are still here and we are still enduring. We're still moving forward. We're still pressing on. We choose to remain in prayer. We choose to remain in intercession. We ask that you would give us wisdom. We ask that you would give us instruction. We ask that you give us understanding. We ask that you give us courage and strength to endure what is lying in front of us and what lies ahead. Help us to do what's best for our families. Lord, it doesn't matter what some podcast broadcaster says. It doesn't matter what some personality on television says. It don't matter what some journalist says and the mainstream media. We have to be led and filled and directed by the Holy Spirit of God. And we trust you that you're going to do that. You're going to lead us. You're going to direct us. You're going to guide us in these perilous days. And Father, we thank you, Father, that you are coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So it doesn't matter if the next Nimrod, who will be the Antichrist, when he rises up and he begins to do what he has been permitted to do and prophesied that he would do, we know that we have a precious promise, and that is that you are coming back. And we thank you and we praise you. And Father, I thank you. You said in Matthew 24, he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. And it's in Jesus' name, all God's people said amen and amen. Guys, hang in there for just a second. I want to show you some stuff on how to keep up with our ministry. And then we got a really quick announcement, and we're going to close this week on this podcast this week off. Right there on your screen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's how you're going to find us. That's where you need to subscribe. That's where you need to bookmark our website, because that's where it's all going to be at. Again, download our free app. It's available on Apple and on Android. You get it free. It's absolutely free to download it. Listen, you guys that are watching this on Facebook Live or you're watching on YouTube, right there, if you go to the description, either on Facebook Live or on YouTube, the description, read it right there. It says download the free app. There's a link right there. All you got to do is click on that link and you can download it on Apple or Android. It's right there. It's for your convenience. Get all of our push notifications. Get them or get informed of the news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Get our podcast on there. You can listen or watch at your convenience. Again, we're still working on this app, guys. This is something that we're working on continually to update it and get it as running efficient and excellence the best we can for all you guys. And here's the great news. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. It's absolutely free. And last but not least, guys, we want to give you the opportunity. If this ministry is a continual source of information, revelation, transformation, it equips you, encourages you week after week after week. Perhaps this is your home church. For some people, this is their home church. We want to give you the opportunity to partner with us with the gift of any amount. Become a monthly partner. If that's something the Lord puts on your heart, you can do that. You can give either two different ways. You can give electronically by going to our app or going to the main website. Again, you guys on Facebook Live or YouTube, under the description right there where it says partner with ETH. If you'll click on that link, it's going to show you, it's going to take you to a page where you can give electronically, or you can give by check or money order. And you can do that by making it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. So as always, guys, we thank you so much for your support. We thank you for your prayers, your partnership. And we're going to sign off for this weekend. We hope you have an awesome and great and safe weekend. And we will be back on here next week for a whole full lineup. We'll have prophetic viewpoints like this. We're going to continue our Test Shuvah series. If you guys have not watched the first one, go back and watch our broadcast from yesterday. We're getting ready to enter in this Sunday at sunset. We're entering into 40 days of Test Shuvah. Why that's important, I don't want to reiterate that here. Go back and listen to that when we get back on here next week. I'm going to share with you personal testimonies during that season, how God brought miracles why God did it for me, he could do it for you as well, and why you need to believe God for your miracle and your breakthrough. So don't miss that next week and whatever else the Lord has for us to share with you guys on all these platforms. So we love you guys. God bless you. We'll see you there.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.